Welcome to another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Whoop, that sounds better. I'm sure there is a loud gap on that that I'm going to have to fix.
Happens.
Today is Sunday, January 19th, and it's snowing outside.
It is snowing, and we're preparing for the brutal cold coming the next 2 days.
Cold apocalypse.
Yeah. I read that the last time it was this cold for 2 days in a row was 1994. I think it was January 18th and the 19th.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm trying to remember.
1994?
1994.
Yeah.
The year I graduated high school.
That's the year I blew my head gasket in my car from that. I blamed that windshield on it because it parked outside.
Yeah, probably. Mm. Yeah. Right. Yep.
I mean, yeah. It started up fine. Which I probably should have not gone to work that day or
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to have some problems getting their car started, and it's going to be a fun 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they were already closing some schools in anticipation of the cold weather on Tuesday because Monday is Martin Luther King Day. So they're not, they don't have school that day, but man, crazy.
I was really shocked when Falls closed this week. But then, like, Akron and Stowe didn't.
Yeah, that's weird. Usually Falls is the last one to close.
Well, we had a bit of snow.
Yeah.
In a very short period of time.
Yes. Now that it'll all turn to ice.
Oh, it's going to be super fun.
Yeah.
You know.
I have a little pond out in my driveway.
Oh.
You have an ice skating rink?
Yeah, ice skating rink for ducks.
for ducks.
It's that small. But I always get worried when the snow melts, but it's still cold because there's this giant patch of ice right there that depending on how far I back up, I might wind up in it and not be able to get out.
No.
Oh, that sucks.
Don't do that. Oh, yeah.
It's the black hole in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh. On this episode, we have Mike.
No, you don't. It's just a figment of your imagination.
I thought he was Chewy.
I need better figments of my imagination.
That's true.
I don't know if we caught that.
I caught.
I hope not.
Did you? Okay, good. There you go. Mike and his new toy.
We have Cassie.
Good morning.
We have Suzanne.
Hello.
And we have myself, Bart.
Yeah. Hey, Bart.
Bartholomew.
See if the Malays join us later.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. If not, I hope they're doing
all right.
Hope
everything's all right.
Yeah.
Be sure to check out our website. We've had some new stuff popping up. And I am currently working on the February calendar of events.
Ooh. Do we have anything going on in February?
A lot of music.
Oh, okay.
I mean, a lot of people performing.
Oh, that's awesome. I really enjoyed our last podcast and having a local musician submit their music to us. And I really enjoyed listening to that.
Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm. What was his name again, Bart?
His name was Tyler.
Oh, Tyler.
Tyler.
Okay. Tyler
Yohei. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
yes,
where
yes.
I got that from. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was very nice.
We may have his music again on a future episode, too.
Oh, awesome.
He sent me another song, too, that I got to find what the name of it and everything was.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
If you want to be like Tyler and send us music also, or you have an article idea you want to write, you want to help us with the podcast, you want to write and review us.
Yeah.
All of those things. You can rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can get a hold of us on Facebook. You can also email us.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
So, yeah, I mean, if you want to get involved, let us know.
Absolutely.
I mean, especially if you're really good at podcast editing. yeah.
You're willing to give that up?
If someone can do it like 3 hours faster. It should not take me as long as it does to edit this thing. It really should not.
It's hard
because
to do,
all
though.
Over the place.
Yeah, we are.
Well, that, and then I add so much stuff that's unnecessary. Like, I add the songs. and then I have to go find, I have to find the song and then cut the piece and then make sure that it doesn't, I'm sure the audio sounds terrible when I do that, even though I'm trying to level out the volume.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you do a great job. You always make us sound good. Like, I always think that that was a hot mess, and I go back and listen to it, and I'm like, Bart, man, you make us actually sound like we know what we're talking about.
Which is very difficult.
Yes, you do a good job.
Yep, Bart. Yep.
So before we jump into the roundtable, how's everybody been?
Good. It's you know, winter is, you know, kicking our butt, but I guess we were due. It's been a while since we've had this kind of winter. Mike got to play with his snowblower that he's had for a couple of years and hasn't been able to play with it. So was an excited boy playing out with his toy.
Yeah, I didn't do Kathy's driveway those. I think I did it once. I've been a bad boy.
Yeah.
That's all right. I think I'm going to get myself a little one because I would like to clean off my deck and stuff too. And so I might get like a battery operated one that goes with my other battery for my lawnmower.
Yeah, yeah.
It won't obviously won't help with big things, but for little things,
I could do little pathways and stuff, you know, walkways.
Yeah.
You don't need a big one for that.
Right. So I still need you to help me when we get dumped on.
Oh, yeah.
Don't take his fun away from that.
Yeah. Well, it surprised me how much faster I can do, you know, with an actual snowblower than that little piece of crap, you know, wannabe snowblower I had. I mean, like before, I think it was what I did you. Brenda next door and then our driveway and Frank. It took me, what, 2 hours to do? And now it's like I can do my driveway, the sidewalk, and Brenda's in 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah, because I think I did yours, Frank's, Dave's, the other neighbors next to us, you know? Jen and Ashley did theirs, and I think it was like a half hour, you know? I was like, holy crap.
Wow.
Love this snowblower.
I was just watching him drinking my coffee, staying all nice and warm.
I was warm. I was all bundled up. I was good to go.
How was your week, Bart?
It was essentially very, very boring.
She's not a bad thing, though.
I watched a lot of television.
Yeah.
And a lot of things that I, like, just came out. NBC just did a 4-part documentary series about the history of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that advertised. Yeah. How was it?
It's really good. It's not what you expect because, like, each episode is about a specific, like, part of history. Like, they did an entire episode just about the cowbell.
Oh, the cowbell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Brilliant, though.
And, I mean, more than what you think, they delved into the history of the cowbell.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
And it was interesting. One episode all about season 11, which was like their worst season ever.
I remember.
Who was the cast on season 11?
Season 11 was like the next season. They kept they got rid of everybody except God, what's his name? The critic, the guy who played the critic. No one remembers that show.
Shit. Mm-mm. But when did?
What year was that? The 11th season was...
No, 85.
I was going to say, because they started, what, 74? 75, yeah. So.
Yeah.
And it was the year that Lauren had been gone for 5 years, and they asked him to come back.
Oh, and they're like, okay, this isn't working.
Yeah. And it was, watching it was really, really bad. So, like, I guess the next year, like, the first that season, they had Madonna as the host. The next year they had Madonna as the host of the opening show, and it was basically we have a letter from the network. Last season didn't exist. It was all in your imagination.
Okay.
Like Dallas. You guys Dallas. Might not know. Do you guys
who killed JR?
Yeah. Well, it was
I prefer to go with the new heart version.
Yeah. It's all a dream. It's a crazy dream.
Well, Dallas, what I was thinking of is when someone killed Bobby, then he was in the shower and it was all a dream. So, sorry. Some people might not even get that. Sorry.
I was more of a Falcon Crest person myself. Here we go. How's that for an old reference? And I don't remember that show much.
Yeah.
Yeah, between that and ended up just going on Peacock and watching a bunch of old episodes from the 70s. And then
the cocaine years.
And then I also found on Amazon, for some reason on Amazon, they have a Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Yes, we saw that. Yeah, we started watching that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There's a lot that I don't know, and I'm happy that I don't.
Well, that's what we were thinking. We were like, oh, we'll get this. No problem. And then we're like, nope. We're not even good with that Jeopardy. So,
nope.
Yeah. No, that's a good show. I like it.
It reminds me of when we were kids, when VH1 had Rock and Roll Jeopardy with Jeff Probst.
I don't remember that one.
It was before Survivor.
Well, yeah, I don't even remember that. I thought you were going to go with VH1's pop-up video.
Oh, I love pop-up video.
But yeah, it was that one. We'd sit around TV and, if it was a rerun, it would always help because sometimes my sister and I would remember the questions.
Look how smart I am. I know all the answers.
Yeah, other than that, it's been a quiet week hiding inside.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing.
That's going to be next week too, I think.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
Sorry.
Be freezing my nuggets off.
I'll be nice and warm. And my nice new robe that Kendall sent us. We got a package from Japan, and we got her this robe right here. You can cut this out, but this robe, she had it, and I was cold one day, and she let me borrow it, and I'm like, I love this thing, and so she mailed us two of them, one for me, one for Mike, and I'm like, he's like, it's poofy, and it's just so nice and warm. I like it, so I'll be in here. I'll be in my little robe while you're out there freezing, Mike. I'll be thinking about you, though.
Trying to get trucks started in fucking -8 weather.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be...
It'll be fun.
Then let's jump into the roundtable.
All right.
Starting with Notre Dame Avenue in the falls has temporarily become Buckeye Avenue.
I loved it. That was really cute.
Okay, so is the game today or?
Whatever
the sports ball thing that's happening is.
Sports ball. I don't know. When is it playing, Mike?
I am looking because I watch anything. Let's see. Really? I thought it was usually like a Monday night game, but...
January 20th.
Yeah, it's usually like Monday at 8 or some shit.
Yeah, that's what ESPN shows.
ESPN.
Okay, yeah. ESPN. And then this will be from... This was this past Friday going until... Tuesday, the street will be changed, and then it'll be changed back.
Okay.
But apparently there were 16 signs they had to change.
Oh my. And now they'll have to change it back too. Might as well just leave it Buckeye Avenue. Forget it.
Actually, now I think about it, I'm like, I don't think we have a Buckeye Avenue in Chicago Falls. You know, we got all the tree names. You know, we got Elmwood, Maplewood, all that. You know, Lindenwood.
That's shocking that we don't.
Magnolia. What the heck? We don't have a Buckeye.
We need to write a strongly worded letter about that.
Huh.
Maybe they should rename the Searle Street to Buckeye Avenue.
They probably should. It's all nutty. Well, actually, I didn't know Buckeyes were chestnuts. So there's a Chestnut Avenue.
But yeah, we do have Chestnut. But yeah, that was an interesting.
Yeah, that's a fun thing.
A fundraiser honoring Megan Killiman, who was murdered at Taco Bell recently, has been set up. It's at megansrainbowofhope.org. The fundraiser raises money for business students attending Cleveland State University, raises money for a scholarship for Sixth District Educational Compact, as well as supporting nonprofits Shelter Care, Rubber City Rescue, Girls on the Run, and Guns to Gardens.
I like that. That's very nice. You know, it's a very nice way to honor her memory.
Yes, it is.
And all of these things, she was attending Cleveland State at the time. Mm. She used to attend Sixth District Educational Compact, and she's working with all of these different nonprofits.
Has anybody heard any other news about, like, what happened or why it happened? Or I really haven't heard anything in the news about it.
It was a road rage thing.
Is that what they determined for sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. God, what is wrong with people?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's a very nice. I think it was her family that set this up, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that is very nice and a great way to remember her. So. The Cuyahoga Falls Library has gone fine-free. This came after Akron Summit County Libraries went fine-free last March. As a result of this decision, many materials long past due are being returned. Yay!
Yay!
All over.
I think I still have a book from high school.
Well, it's going to be.
Sorry about it.
Well, if haven't paid for it yet, I mean,
you're
bring
fine.
It back.
You're in the clear. So all overdue fines prior to January 9th have been cleared, and any replacement charges will be cleared once an item is returned. What a great thing. It's going to be more accessible to people to be able to check out items and not have to worry about, you know, collecting those fines. So I don't know what they're going to do. What happens if the library or somebody takes a item out of the library and just never returns it? I wonder if there's some kind of like clause in there that if you take it longer than a year or something.
Yeah. According to the press release, people will still be billed for materials that are never returned.
Okay, but good. All right.
This is just overdue fees.
Okay. All right. I'm sure that some overdue fees have stopped people from coming back into the library and checking out because they don't have the money. I mean, it's.
So even more great news. Hello Sunray, which is an Akron company, installed 659 solar panels at the Kyocera building in the Falls last month.
Great.
This is the first building in Cuyahoga Falls that is going solar powered.
Oh, okay. That's great. Where is this? Where is the...
I was hoping located? You wouldn't ask.
Okay, so I'm trying to think where that is. Mike, do you know?
Over off of like Remington and Mark Drive. Okay, yeah. It's in that industrial park over there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's pretty awesome.
So it looks like they expect to sell power back to the grid during the summer, creating energy credits that can be used during the winter to help keep costs down.
Great.
Awesome.
I wonder if residents sell energy back?
They can.
I imagine it's less.
I knew you could get.
Yeah. I imagine it's less than what the Kyocera is doing, but
yeah,
right, yeah. But I didn't know that they would let you sell back.
I thought so because Mike, do you remember when we went to that green energy meeting and they were talking about how weren't they talking about how they were going to give? I don't know if they were doing subsidies to help with solar panels, or am I just remembering wrong?
Can't remember exactly. I don't know if they were doing subsidies. I know there were. I don't know if they still are. There were federal subsidies available for solar panels, but I don't know what it was exactly. Or I don't remember.
But when we were talking about it, didn't Mary say that we could do a buyback if we?
Yeah. I think if you have a surplus of energy.
Yeah.
Then what you need, yes, it will reverse the meter and go back into the system and you can get a credit. I don't know how much, you know, I guess it depends on how much you're using and how many panels you have and yada, yada, you know, but I mean.
Right. But if you have no electric bill and then get a credit on top of it, that's a pretty big, that could be a big savings.
That's a huge saving, especially in the summertime. You know, if you're on your AC a lot.
And then if you hit the winter when the sun's not out as much, but you got the heat on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But UV will still get through cloud cover.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can still produce with panels, even when it's, you know, somewhat cloudy, obviously not as much, you know, but. Right.
But if you're like getting the credit from it, then maybe your electric bill would be cheaper in the winter when you're generating more.
Banked, if you will. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about doing it. We don't know if we have the right
roof
structure or if we're able. Yeah. Yeah.
Because ours faces east west instead of north south.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it faced south, it'd be perfect. Like our garage, we could probably do, but you have a lot of tree cover, you know, so it's kind of, I don't want to say pointless, but it's kind of not worth, the juice ain't worth the squeeze, you know, Kathy's house, you know.
I have a lot less trees now.
You have a lot less trees, but even your roof, I think, faces the wrong way. I mean, you could still get production, but it wouldn't be as ideal.
See, so I face west. So
yeah, your roof, I think, is like ours because I think it goes east-west. But
I don't know. I still think it's worth looking into. I think we were talking about when we have to redo our roof. It is something that we will consider doing. I know that technology has come pretty far. I mean, it's probably not affordable yet, but they do have the roof tiles that are starting to look like actual tiles, but they're solar panels. So you don't even have to worry about having that big old solar panel on your roof.
Yeah, the classic panel. Yeah. I mean, I've seen the ones that look like shingles. You know, they look like regular shingles, and they're a little pricier, but it'd be
going
cool.
to assume that price is going to go down as more people start investing in this, and then in theory. So, I mean, why not? I mean, if you're replacing your roof anyways, might as well look into it and see if it's something that's worthwhile or worth your time.
Right.
So,
well, that was that one. I don't know if you remember that one place I interviewed with that dealt with solar panels, and I mean, pretty much they were just a holding warehouse. You know, they had two types and they had some major customers. But I mean, it was a crap ton of solar panels that were in that facility. You know, they were, you know, preparing here, there and everywhere, you know, for solar panels.
I mean, I don't know the cost of it. I don't know the science behind it, you know, but when you start talking dollar signs of saving money and looking at, you know, being able to kind of self-sustain and not put so much draw on the on our grid system, if you're actually putting energy back into the, you know, the grid, then it's worth looking into. And the more people that do it, the cost will go down, and it might be, you know, it's the way the future's going, I think. So that's exciting.
That, if you think about it, the more people that do it, not only are we saving, you know, that power, but then like in with their dollar, with their power cost factor, that the more people do it in the falls, the lower your power cost factor should be, because you're using less. So it kind of could be a gift that keeps on giving, even if it's small.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could affect everybody. Whoever does it could affect everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting to hear that, you know, a manufacturing company is doing that. I'm sure that's going to save them a ton of money, because I'm sure they're using a ton of electricity. So, very nice.
So, there's one Saturday left in January.
Yeah.
But you can join the birds for coffee in the morning that Saturday on next Saturday. What date is that Saturday? I don't know anymore.
The 25th.
The 25th. I need to have two screens and then just, you know, put a piece here.
Mm-hmm.
So, Saturday the 25th, you can go to Summit Lake Nature Center in Akron, or Liberty Park Nature Center in Twinsburg from 10 to 11 and, you know, do some bird watching up close.
Herbs.
Yeah, when Kathy posted that on our Slack channel, I was kind of excited about that. I'm like, that actually might be kind of fun. I don't know all that it, I don't know if they just offer coffee and there's an observatory that you can watch. I don't know if there's going to be somebody talking about it, about birds or what, but that sounds kind of fun.
Herbs.
Does. Sounds relaxing.
It sounds very relaxing. You know, I'm at that age where feeding birds and looking at birds is, you know, really high in my priority now. So
we're old. We're officially old.
Yep. I'm like, I got to feed the birds. It's going to be really cold.
Herbs.
See, that bird,
I'm wild and
the,
crazy.
That bird with the frozen wing that can't move. Just keep watching it.
There he's like, oh,
I'm not going anywhere.
Oh gosh, poor little birdies.
Herbs.
Except those starlings. Yeah. F starlings.
I'll take the grackles with the starlings.
Well, yeah, I don't know if we have starlings or grackles. My dad thinks they're starlings because they just swarm, and he said starlings come in groups, and grackles are usually like one or two at a time. And we have a couple crows that have been hanging around, and I've been trying to befriend them because those suckers can remember for 8 years and they hold a grudge. So I'm trying to be really sweet to them because I hear that they bring you shiny stuff. So I'm like, win-win, but they don't seem interested in me. They kind of just look at me like, no, you're trying too hard. It's just like dating life for me all over again. I'm trying too hard. I'm sorry. Mike's just like, oh my God.
I'm trying not to say inappropriate things.
Oh gosh. All right, moving on. Sorry, guys.
So thinking of something warmer, Demon the Valley is returning this spring. Cuyahoga Valley Railroad, the nickel plate road steam locomotive 765 is returning this spring, the weekend of April 25th to the 27th and May 2nd to the 4th. This was once a fast freight and passenger locomotive in New York, Chicago, and St. Louis. And now it's owned and operated by the Fort Wayne Railroad Historical Society, and they're loaning it to Cuyahoga Valley for this program. So you get to be on a historical piece of train. Train
there. I don't know if it was, that one. I mean, I was a kid, and I think it was actually from, I don't want to say CVNP, but it was from the rail system, and it was like their last steam locomotive that they had. And I remember riding that thing. It was pretty cool, you know?
Well, tickets are already going on sale as early as February 5th.
Want to ride the choo-choo?
You want to do that, Mike?
Ride the choo-choo.
I like that. Yeah.
They go choo-choo.
I think that Mike should be like a train. Is it the train conductor, the one that drives the trains around?
Yes.
I said that is a great retirement plan for him.
Yeah.
He could just be driving trains. He's a big kid with trains. Loves it.
Yes. Yes.
There's people that chase him.
Yeah. I know I had a friend in middle school who would chase trains, and he became a train conductor.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. See, Mike, it's a job. You can do it. Choo-choo. I'll get you like one of those train hats. You know, those like conductor hats.
Yes. Yes.
So going back to sustainability, I should have organized this better.
Man, things happen.
Hi-Ho was able to divert 2,660 pounds of waste from ending up in landfills through composting and their partnership with Let's Grow Akron.
Awesome. Job. Yeah.
So, let's see, we're getting solar power in the falls. We've been composting and, you know, helping get rid of landfills.
Mm-hmm.
And now, also, Parks and Rec has announced their Winter 2025 Sustainability Series of Lectures. These will be held at both the Cuyahoga Falls Library and the Natatorium on different days. And it starts on January 22nd. I'll post the link in the show notes because there's a lot of these.
Oh, okay.
The lectures discuss how you can learn how to prepare for spring reusing household items, what plants can be started indoors, how to get your property ready for spring, and if you're just starting out gardening, an introductory course on it.
That is awesome. You might have to check some of those out, Mike.
Yes.
But these go all the way up until April. So there's one a month starting this month. Also from Parks and Rec, the Parks and Rec Daddy Daughter Dates Night, February 21st and 22nd at the Downtown Pavilion. This is $12 per person and includes a light dinner, DJ and dancing, photo booth, treat bag, and registration for this starts this Tuesday.
Is there an age limit? Because, Mike, would you like to do a Daddy Daughter Dance with Kaylee?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Might be a little too old for that, though.
No. That was one of my favorite things is, like, when the kids were little and dressing them up and getting little fancy, like, dresses for them. And they would get their hair done and get to go these little dances. That's nice. That'll be fun.
And finally, Sunday, February 9th, National Pizza Day.
Woohoo! Yes.
Hi-Ho Brewing is letting you design your own pizza that day.
Ooh.
From 12 to 6, you can pick your own toppings from traditional and extra requested ones.
Oh, I wonder what that means.
Double I don't anchovy. Know. I was wondering about that too.
Anchovies. Double pineapple. Anchovy. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
No, does not.
That is the right answer. That is the only right answer.
It depends on what you put in with pineapple.
The only one would be a Hawaiian pizza. Barbecue, ham, and pineapple. It's delicious.
Yeah, barbecue with pineapple would. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the only exception. Otherwise, get it off the pizza.
But also, like, if you do like a sweet chicken and barbecue with the pineapple.
Yeah, I guess, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I don't know. Just something about pineapple and pizza. It just doesn't seem to like, it just doesn't go right.
No.
Now I want pizza.
Yes.
It's great because we've been trying to like cook at home more and not order in and all that, blah, blah, blah. But that's the one thing I can say to Mike, oh, man, I just feel like pizza. And he's like, yes.
Yes.
Well, that's what now you got to get Mike to get a pizza oven.
We do want to get a pizza oven. That would be really awesome. He makes fantastic pizza. He makes his own like crust and everything. And it's just so darn good. But you need a pizza oven. When we were in Japan, Kendall's boyfriend made his own pizza oven, like made it. And it's like outdoor, you know.
Yeah, like a wood-fired one.
Yeah.
Really cool.
It was really cool. So he made his pizza dough, and then we made pizza out there, and it was really good. It was good. I'm like, now we want one. We need to make one. Yes.
It's got to figure out where to put it.
I don't know, but it was pretty awesome.
So if you see me making a mess, Kathy, don't worry about it.
Just mind your own business. You're gonna have pizza soon. You're gonna pizza soon. That's what's gonna happen. Because it was really good. I mean, I thought your recipe and in there it cooks so quick. How long did it take him to cook it? Like it was
2-3 minutes.
Oh wow!
It's
super hot.
Yeah.
And of course, you make it thin, you know, so it's not like a nice chewy crust or whatever. But yeah,
you make I was gonna say you have to. I worry that it wouldn't. It would still be gooey inside if you...
Nah, I made it a little thinner than normal. I mean, they were small. I mean, they were like maybe 8 inches, you know. Mm-hmm. But make them nice and thin or whatever. They cook up pretty quick, you know. And the only thing that sucked over there is their cheese sucks.
Oh, they don't have good cheese there.
Yeah, they don't. Because they don't have a whole lot of dairy cattle, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All their cheese is just... It's wannabe. Yeah. You know, it's... Even so crappy cheese back, here is good.
We have to like smuggle in some cheese, is what I'm hearing you say.
Yes. Some real nice mozzarella provolone, smoked provolone.
Yeah. And then we'll make some pizza again at the, for their wedding. That's what we could have for their wedding. We could do pizza with real American cheese and planned, done and done. They don't have to worry about anything. I got it figured it out.
Oh, boy.
I know. Just kidding.
Can I add something?
Please.
Just to point out that tomorrow is the National Day of Service Day. So do something nice and positive.
Yeah. You said that you were going to be doing some charity, like sending, you know, some
donations.
Charities. And yeah. So what kind of charities are you looking at? Are you not want to share?
Well, right. No, personal? I can share. I have a list.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking for tomorrow, I'll do the International Institute of Akron.
Mm.
Are you familiar with them?
No.
They help immigrants.
Oh.
Okay.
NAACP, ACLU, Good Neighbors.
Love it.
Those are the ones I've listed so far. We'll
see. I love that. Yeah. So
they probably won't get out.
Cold. Yeah. But, you know, they can.
Yeah, I won't be able to get out. So I'll do something.
Yeah. But they can use, you know, money to keep their organizations going. I love that idea. And if you guys are going to be doing something for, is it called International Day of Service or what is the
National Day of Service?
National Day of Service. Sorry. If you're going to be doing something for National Day of Service, let us know and let our listeners know. So maybe they can get some ideas themselves. Thanks, Kathy. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, guess what time it is? Sparts art, sparts art, sparts art, sparts art.
I can't do the Steven. You gotta have the.
Yeah.
Sparts art.
Yeah, it, you know, whatever.
Oh, right. Can do the same.
Even
can do the
come
ASMR.
Back next time.
Bart's Arts.
Bart's Arts.
This is Bart's Arts.
Bart's Arts. There you go.
Now you made it weird. Good? You made it weird.
I don't make things.
You weird. Made it weird. Kathy made it weird.
Thanks, Kathy.
Way to go, Kathy.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Oh, gosh. Seriously. All right. Moving on. Bart's
okay,
Arts.
Okay. So, to start it off with some sad news. Looking Glass Gallery and Gifts, their last day is January 25th.
That was a gut punch. Are they going anywhere else, or are they just closing up?
Oh, everything for... You know what? It doesn't... They have nothing other than it says a closing sale, everything 40% off.
Maybe we ought to go check it out and give them one more, you know.
Yeah. What?
Unless they're just going to stay online only.
And that could be too, but then where are you storing stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's next Saturday. It's their last day.
It's so sad. Sucks. We liked it there.
It was nice.
We were downtown, we would go in there. And I mean, I guess I understand it's hard to kind of sustain a business that way because, you know, I'm sure the rent on Front Street is not cheap. I mean, that's a desirable location. And then you are hoping people are coming in and looking for a specific art, you know, or an artist. And really, it's probably hard to sustain that. But, they had such good stuff. And that building was really awesome. So it's sad.
I liked it.
Yeah. We did interview them. I can't remember how long ago that was.
That was a while back.
Yeah.
That was a while back. Well, sad.
And finally, auditions for Dial M for Murder at Weathervane Playhouse are happening next Sunday and Monday, January 26th and 27th.
Oh, cool.
Each audition slot will be for up to 6 performers, and you'll be reading from a script, and it'll be about 45 minutes session. So, you know, anyone who's interested in auditioning for this, be sure to... You know, look up more information at weathervaneplayhouse.com.
We're pretty lucky to have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's all I've got for arts.
Well, it's a quick one today.
Oh, well, we had a big round table too.
We did. That's true. Yeah. Talk about ADHD. Oh, God. Woo. So we were at the Green Dragon and we saw one of the bartenders. I recognized her when I walked in. I'm like, oh my gosh, where do I know her from? It was, is it Leia or Leah from?
Leah, I think.
Leah's, she did the plant.
Oh, yeah.
Where her soil is like the absolute best. And I loved it. And I would get her a lot of plants from her. Well, she came up because I said to her, I'm like, oh my gosh, I recognized you. I'm sorry. Because I was staring at her creepily. Like, I thought she probably thought I was like trying to hit on her or something. But I'm like,
creeper.
I know, like, where do I recognize her from? And finally, I figured it out, and I went up to her, and then she came over later and said that she's having a show.
So it is a local art exhibition is what it's listed as, but it's at the Barrel Room in Canton. Now, I know there's two locations, but this one's, I'm trying to get the address here, 7901 Cleveland Avenue Northwest. It's the Barrel Room Wine and Beer Bar. So it says, join us for a cozy afternoon of creativity, community, and winter cheer at our free art exhibition. It is free for all vendors and attendees. Local artists, they're going to have pieces, you know, just all kinds of stuff. You know, obviously, we're going for the, you know, Lily or Leah for her plant soil because Suzanne loves the plant soil.
I do.
But, yeah, there'll be a bunch of other stuff here. It's, you know, parking lot parking, you know, it's, yeah, it's a cool free event. And I think I've been to the Barrel Room before. It's pretty cool.
It's this Saturday, the 25th, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Shoot. I forgot. Let me get the times here. I want to say it's noon to 5, but let me double check if it says local art exhibition. Noon to 4. Sorry. Yeah. So that's 12 to 4.
Yeah. I think we're going to check it out because, like I said, I absolutely love
you need soil.
Plants and I need her soil. And she's just, she's absolutely adorable. And I loved, you know, when she had her shop here and was sad when it, you know, was no longer feasible for her to stay open. But yeah, so go check that out if you're looking for something to do on the 25th.
Nice. So we want to thank our listeners for joining us this week. And remember, we do want to hear your ideas for the show or the paper. You can get a hold of us on Facebook and our email.
FalseFreePress@gmail.com.
And as always, rate and review us. All right. For now, we'll say goodbye and hope you listen next time.
Bye.
So long, bye. Farewell, avidas, and goodbye. Adieu, adieu to you and you and you.
Yay!
FalseCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
Just keep smiling, just keep smiling, 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 just keep smiling.